With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Champion's Mind. It's your boy Jake Carter here, ready to break down another crucial piece of the mental game that separates good athletes from truly great ones. Today, we're diving deep into something often overlooked. Self-compassion. Now, you might be thinking, self-compassion. Isn't that a little too touchy-feely for the cutthroat world of sports? Hold on a second. I promise this isn't about getting soft, it's about tapping into a powerful force that can take your performance to the next level. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with those inner critics, the voices that whisper doubts and magnify mistakes? We all have them, right? But here's the thing. Those negative thoughts can cripple you if you let them. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think about it when your teammate makes a crucial error. Do you unleash a torrent of insults? No way. You probably offer words of encouragement, reminding them they've got this. Why is that different from how we treat ourselves? We've got to break that cycle of self-criticism and build a foundation of genuine self-care. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your sports performance through the power of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. Listen, we're all human. We make mistakes, experience setbacks, and sometimes just have off days. Accepting this fact is the first step towards self-compassion. Don't let a single error define you, it's just one data point in a long journey. 2. Reframe negative self-talk. Those inner critics can be relentless. Instead of letting them spiral into negativity, actively challenge their thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, I messed up, reframe it as, okay, this happened, now how can I learn and grow from it? Remember, mistakes are opportunities for learning and improvement, not reasons for self-destruction. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one's all about staying present in the moment. When you're caught up in anxieties about the future or regrets from the past, your performance suffers. Mindfulness exercises like meditation or deep breathing can help you anchor yourself to the now and focus on what's happening right here, right now. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for a championship victory to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate every milestone, every improvement, no matter how small. This builds confidence and reinforces positive self-perception. Remember progress, not perfection. 5. Build a supportive tribe. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who believe in your potential and offer encouragement, even when things get tough. They become your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and your reminders that you're capable of amazing things. Okay, picture this. You're at a crucial moment in a game, the pressure is on, and suddenly, doubt creeps in. You hear those familiar voices whispering about past failures or questioning your abilities. That's where self-compassion kicks in. Instead of letting those doubts control you, you take a deep breath, remember that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on what you can do in this moment to contribute to the team. You channel that energy into a powerful play, proving those doubts wrong. That's the magic of self-compassion. It transforms fear and doubt into fuel for greatness. It's about recognizing your humanness, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to anyone else. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't weakness, it's strength. It's the foundation for true confidence, resilience, and peak performance. So next time you're facing a challenge, remember this. Treat yourself like your biggest fan, because deep down, that's exactly who you are. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and help each other unlock our full potential. Until next time, stay focused, stay kind, and keep chasing those champions.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.